He shook his head, blinked his eyes, and looked around. At last he spoke. "How can I trap a coon when my dog keeps springing the trap?" That was the burning question, all right. And I had no simple answers. Well, I had one simple answer. Maybe I could stop walking into his idiot trap. But life is rarely so simple, and it certainly wasn't in this case. Slim knew nothing about the deeper aspects of this case, and he never would. How could I explain that I'd been duped and tricked by a buzzard? There was no way of explaining it. The story was just too bizarre for wags, moans, and facial expressions. I would go to my grave knowing the truth. Slim would go to his grave thinking that he had shared his life with a dumb dog. It couldn't be helped. He came slouching towards the cage. I felt the cold glare of his eyes and couldn't look at him. I hung my head. He stood over me for a long time, saying nothing. Then he spoke. "Well, did you enjoy the corn?" No, I did not enjoy the corn. I didn't even get a bite of it. He didn't understand. He opened the trap door and pointed a finger towards the rising sun. I took this to mean that I should leave the trap, leave the shed, and perhaps keep walking until I plunged off the face of the earth. And that's what I did. With my tail trailing behind me like a piece of dead garden hose, I trudged outside, leaving behind a man who had once been my friend and a career that had once showed great promise. I didn't go with Slim to feed cattle. Not only did he not want my company, but I didn't exactly crave his either. I wanted to be alone. I needed time to look over the pieces of my shattered life, to remember the good times and to cry over the tragedies. And besides, I had already decided to keep walking. My career was finished, and there was nothing to keep me on the ranch I had once served and loved. It broke my heart to think about it, but yes, I would just keep walking until I turned into a skeleton and all my bones fell off and the buzzards came to pick them clean. That was appropriate, don't you think? I would end my days as a snack for Wallace, and maybe he would sing another boring song over my bones. I walked and walked and walked until, well, I found myself standing in front of the machine shed. By then, I had grown a little weary, and it had occurred to me that it was a long way to the ends of the earth. And, well, I was hungry. Don't forget that I had spent the entire night, two entire nights, cooped up in a coon cage. I went to the overturned Ford hubcap that served as our dog bowl and began crunching tasteless kernels of co-op dog food. Did I say tasteless? They weren't tasteless. They had the taste of stale grease and sawdust, but I didn't care because that's just what I deserved. Stale grease and sawdust. When Wallace came to pick my bones, they would taste like sawdust and grease. So that gave me one more cheerful thought. My other cheerful thought was getting even with Drover. I was in the midst of brooding over my ruined life when I heard a vehicle approaching. I didn't bother to look around. I no longer cared. The vehicle stopped. A door opened and closed. Someone walked up behind me. Again, I didn't bother to look. I couldn't think of anyone I wanted to see, or anyone who might want to see me in this time of shame and disgrace. "Hanky,
Do you feel pretty low?
It was Slim's voice.